Granny's Evelyn. I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mr. Webster paid Lum and Abner a call yesterday and became very interested in the old fellow's report on the analysis of the spring water on Grandpappy Spears' farm. As a matter of fact, he borrowed their report in order to check it with the one that he had made a week or so ago. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand. All right then, Mr. Webster. Yeah. Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Don't he want our money yet, huh?
No, he's still sort of checking our report with his.
Huh.
Says he wants to get everything in good shape before he starts taking in the invest.
Well, I wish he'd hurry up, because I'm getting anxious to get in on that health resort, Heidi.
You are?
Yes, sirree.
Well, yesterday you were trying to hold me back from making an invest. Said we ought to wait a little longer.
Yeah, well, I might have long, but I don't know. It just seems like quick as I found out Mr. Webster didn't want our money, well, I just got interested in it right away.
Well, that's just plain human nature, I reckon.
It is, huh? Well, yeah. I got it.
You take folks, well, they act that way.
They do, huh?
Yeah, tell them they can't have something, and right away they want it.
Yeah, well, I just got to thinking about everybody else making money off of that deal, and me just sitting here and...
Well, and there comes your papa up out there.
Papa? Now, listen where he's been.
I don't know. I can't keep track of him.
I wonder if he went out playing golf.
Golf?
Yeah.
In his age?
Well, I don't think he can actually do it, but see, Charlie Redfield's been trying to get him to go in there to the county seat for a few innings of that golfing.
I never knew Charlie could play the game.
Well, I don't think he can. But last Christmas, somebody sent him a bag of them golfing bats, and he's just been dying to use them ever since.
Oh, yeah, them. I saw his woman out in the backyard beating rugs with them.
Yeah.
He lent one of them iron ones to Grandpa Masters. He's using it for walking
stuff. Yeah, I seen him the other day down the street. Made a good one, too. Then. I had one myself. Yeah, come in, Papa. Where you been out golf batting?
Hey, how's that, son?
I say, whereabouts have you been?
Oh, I've been over to the Clark's place.
Well, that's just what I asked you.
Huh?
Never mind, Papa. What was you doing over at the Clark's?
I was umpiring, you might say.
Umpiring? Yes. Then you were playing golf,
no,
huh?
No, I was. I was. Mr. and Mrs. Clark had gotten into argument, and I was trying to straighten them out.
Oh.
You mean the Clark's was actually having an argument?
Yeah, my guy tooth and fist.
Huh.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I never thought Miss Clark would have enough nerve to stand up again old days.
Oh, that Aggie, she generally just sits back in the corner and lets old Dave rant and rave. Don't pay no attention at all.
It ain't hard to tell who wears the breeches in that family.
What was Dave and Aggie arguing about, Papa?
Oh, I don't know why. Aggie wants to take a job working over there at the war plant, and Dave don't want her to do it.
Well, why not?
I
see nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know Dave. He says he don't want his woman to have to work.
That's ridiculous nowadays. Lots of women folks are taking jobs these days. Fact is, they have to do it. It's the only way we can get enough workers in some communities.
Yeah, but Dave says his woman ain't going to work.
Well, in times like these, I'd say that was out and out unpatriotic of him.
Well, I don't know now, Lum. I don't particularly know what I blame old Dave so much. I wouldn't want Elizabeth to go out and take no job neither.
Why, Abner, I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Well, it's the truth. Women folks just ain't got the strength to go to work so much like that.
Why, they have to. Yeah. There's plenty of good stout women.
Well, they're stout enough for what little work they have to do around the house, sure.
Yeah, you're right there, son. They're all right for them little household chores.
Why, sure. A little bit of sweeping and mopping they have to do ain't going to hurt them.
Oh,
a little scrubbing and washing the clothes now and then.
Yeah, and a little wood chopper.
Little turning,
plowing,
dangling the roof once in a while, yeah. Half sold in a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Little easy stuff that they can stand up on, her, yeah.
Yeah, and they got all that time to rest, too. That's
why, sure they have. They sit around the house there and rest, but you put a woman on a regular job, she'd break down under it in no time at all.
Oh, sure.
See, long women folks is frail little dainty things. They ain't strong and got lots of muscles like us men folks have.
Well, Em, it just looks to me like your whole trouble is that you've got old-timey, out-of-date ideas on this subject.
Well, maybe so, but I know what I want my woman to do and what I don't want her to
that's
do.
That's right. You got to take a stand. Be firm with them.
See, Ron, you don't understand these things, course. You've always been an unmarried bachelor.
Maybe I have, but I know that Agatha Clark is right in this case. And I know that old Dave bullies her something wonderful.
Well, yeah, I'll admit he bullies her all right, but I still agree with him on his point of view.
Well, why oughtn't Agatha to go to work? She ain't got no children to care for her. And that little place they got, that ain't hard to keep up.
No, Lum, but a woman's place is in the home and field. I've always said that.
Yeah, but they need workers like her pretty desperate right now. Well, they can't hardly get enough help over there at the war plant to keep going. I'd say a woman ought to be proud to be doing her share in the war.
Well, of course, there's that side of it, too, I reckon.
The way old Dave's acting, you'd think he didn't want us to win the war. He's actually holding things back. Retarding progress.
He weren't holding back with the loud talk when I was over there. I'll say that for him.
Oh, he's a door. He's bad.
I tried to calm him down, but never done no good. Just seemed to rile him up more.
Something ought to be did about that.
Yes.
We ought to just stand by and see him bulldoze that poor little helpless woman.
Why, he looked like he was mad enough to start throwing things at her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
No telling what he's liable to do when he gets his tempers up that way.
That big bully throwing cans and lamps at that poor little defenseless woman.
For the man to wear the breeches in the family's all right, but he just overdoes it.
You mean he wears two pair of them on?
No, but...
Oh, I thought maybe he bought himself one of them two-pound suits. Spent all the money on himself and wouldn't buy her nothing. That selfish varmint.
Hey, something ought to be did for her.
We ought to buy her a new dress.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't suppose old Dave would let her wear it. That selfish critter.
Well, wait, Abner. When I said that about him overdoing the britches wearing, I just meant he oughtn't to boss around so much and beat her up.
Is he beating her up, too?
Well, no, I don't think so, but... No telling what a fella like him might do when he gets riled up.
Oh, not a bit of telling in
that's
the world.
Right,
that ornery varmint, that ornery varmint.
Boy, something ought to be did now,
yes,
I tell
sir.
You.
I'll just... tell you what. He ought to be tarred and feathered and run clean out of town on a rail. That's what ought to be did to him.
Well, leastways somebody ought to give him a good talking to, I know
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. I say that. I tried to give him a talk. Something ought to be did, boy.
Yes, it ought, that poor little woman. Poor Agatha. Bless her heart. Bless her little heart. Over there ducking and dodging like a frog in a hailstorm. That dish is whistling around her head. That yes. Big bully standing up there throwing stuff at her.
You know what I think? I think something ought to be did now. We
you said that. No, I do too, though. I don't know just what, though.
I know. You ought to get them there golfing bats at Charlie Redfield and go right over to old Dave's place and put a sock to his staring on.
Yes, sir.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I think we ought to try to talk to Dave first. Try
talk
to reason the thing out with
him. Talk it off fist fight him. That's what I'll do. That's the way I'll reason with him. I'll box fight him.
Good for you. I'll get my musket and a few cannonballs.
Yes, sir.
Just hold your horses, fella. Wait a minute. All you do is just get yourselves into a batch of trouble.
Uh-huh.
Best way to handle these things is just sit down with a fella and have a good heart-to-heart talk with him. Try to point out to him where he's wrong and all that.
Long, how can you sit down with a fella when he's standing up on a chair throwing pots and flat irons and everything else at his poor little woman?
I mean, we don't know he's actually throwing flat irons at her.
So he's doing it, I know he is. He's just a type, that varmint, that's what he'd do.
Well, I still say it wouldn't do no good to go over there and start mixing it up with him.
He is pretty big, all right. Maybe we ought to get Cedric to go with us, huh? He can stop off at Charlie Redfield's and get them golfing bats, and we'll go over there.
We ain't going to do no such a thing. We're going to handle this just like grown-up adults.
We better do something in a hurry, though, before it's too late. Poor little Agassiz.
Yeah, something's got to be done.
Yeah, I tell you what we're going to do. We'll call up Dave and invite him to come over here to the store.
Fight him over here, huh?
The walk over here will sort of cool him off, and by the time he gets over here, he ought to be calmed down enough to where he'll listen to reason.
Well, you can try it. I got my doubts if it'll work, though.
I think it'll work. I'll try it.
I still think we'll rest right over there and save that poor little woman.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, come on.
I'll stay right here before you both get hurt. Now, just wait a minute. Just a minute. Hello, is this you, Dave? This is Lum Eddards.
Can you see what he's doing now, Lum?
Say, Dave, I was wondering if you had time to graph around to the store here.
That's
like to discuss something with you.
Can you hear things crashing around, Lum?
Well, why can't you leave?
Hope he don't break
what's
up
the
sewing machine.
Something's got to be dead.
I
told you something.
Oh, I see.
Be
dead. Well, never mind then, Dave. We can discuss it later. Yeah, all right then, Dave. Goodbye.
What happened, Mom? Why can't he leave?
Well, he can't walk down the street without his britches, can he?
Huh?
It seems that poor little Agassiz had taken Dave's overalls away from him, put them on herself, and went over and got that job at the war plant.